All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Mary Goyer, your host again, the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I am excited for two reasons to have today's guest share her information with you. One is Beth Steinman. She's a good friend of mine and a fabulous sacred sexuality specialist. She works with women, she works with men, she's very, very trained in herbs and all of the different kinds of things that can impact not only sexuality, but just healthy living, anxiety, and whatnot. And so we have a lot in common. And but I'm also excited because Beth is pregnant right now. Hope I'm not outing you with this, with twins. Twin boys, right?
Yes, twin boys.
I love it. I love it. So welcome, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mary. Thank you so much for having me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. So Beth and I have known each other for a time now, but so we're going to get into some juicy stuff around sexuality, and it's such an important topic because, ironically, even though, of course, pregnancy and birth, starts with sex, there are all these, in my opinion, and from my observation, there are all these weird disconnects between sexuality and sex once we get to that place where we're talking about birth. There's birth can be this very clinical thing, and sometimes people are just pretty disconnected from their sexuality during these latter stages, and so we're going to get into a little bit of that. So, so let's just dive in, Beth. Let's just provide some context here. You kind of help women who have had a past of different kinds of sexual traumas or pain to become sexually empowered. So what does that mean? What does that look like?
Sure. So, in my experience, most women and also many, many men have had some kind of a negative sexual experience. And that ranges from, severe sexual abuse to sexual assault to sexual harassment to just experiences of having unwanted sexual energy coming our way. So that's the trauma piece. It would be any unwanted sexual experience that then cause a whole slew of emotions ranging from fear and guilt and shame and anger, confusion, and all of this. And so on the other side, we have sexual empowerment, which I define as having an intimate and connected relationship with your own sexuality. So it doesn't mean that you're perfect or that you completely understand it. It just means that you continuously cultivate a relationship with yourself of unconditional love and curiosity and respect. So kind of a desire to understand your own desires and all their complexity. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a real link between the two. I've noticed that many women who have experienced sexual trauma also have an innately strong sexuality, even if it kind of gets sublimated through the trauma. Mm-hmm. And for many people, those negative experiences become a springboard for the work that they do in the world, and I am an example of that. I was sexually assaulted as a teenager, and it just led me down the rabbit hole of oh my gosh, what is wrong with our culture? Why did I experience this? Why am I being treated like the perpetrator when I was the victim? How come I'm not empowered in my sexuality? And so, that trauma really doesn't have to scar us permanently. I think it can actually be an amazing gateway, a doorway into, finding out who we are sexually and, learning about our own orgasmic being, our orgasmic self.
Yeah, that's excellent. I notice in my work with the women that especially actually fertility clients and pregnancy clients, who we have a lot of conversations around some of these things that you've mentioned, you know, like even about just like any unwanted sexual energy coming your way. The fact that that can be traumatic is really important, especially when people are with partners and they love, they want to be, you know, intimate, they want to be sexy, and so sometimes for them this can show up in just a simple way as, you know, just pushing themselves to have sex when their body really isn't fully open and safe or ready yet. You know, and most women, you know, like when I ask them and define it that way, they're like, oh, yeah, I do that all the time. You know, we're like, okay, so now we're more on the same page. There really is such a whole range. And interesting. So how is sexual pain stored in the body?
So, you know, on the note of what you just said, I think as women, as very empathic creatures, it's very, very easy to internalize other people's desires. And sometimes that almost becomes like a safety mechanism, a safety reaction. Like if I can intuit this person's desires before they violate me, then I can take it into my own hands. And then we end up sort of becoming more complicit in that violation. So that's a really interesting thing. And I think that in terms of then where the pain gets stored in the body, it's so infinite. There are so many ways that, and it can hide in the strangest places too. So one exercise that I really like to have people do, I call it innocence mapping. And it's to choose an area of your body and innocently explore that through touch. So, you know, you might even start with your arm and kind of close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and then start gently running your finger along your arm and feeling the hair and the bones and the sinews and the tendons and the veins and the skin and all the curves, and just noticing what sensations arise. And, you know, you might feel tingling or tickling. You might feel a place that feels really good to touch, and there might be a place that you're suddenly seeing all these intense pictures of fear and shame, or you're having emotions come up. Maybe you don't like that part of your body. But as you kind of get into this innocent touching yourself as if it were the first time, you can begin to relate to those sensations in a new way and notice, you know, what feelings come up with what kind of touch. And then you have the choice to kind of breathe and go deeper into your emotions and sensations as you're comfortable. And that's a really great way to just to notice what things have stuck to you, what kind of unwanted sexual energy has stuck to you. And I will, when I do this with clients, I'll eventually, you know, it takes people different amounts of time, maybe days, weeks, months, they'll get to their genital area and start exploring their yoni in this way. And, of course, that's where we store a lot of sexual stuff from the past. And even if people can get to the place where they're working up inside of their yoni, kind of moving the thumb around, those pelvic muscles in there have the capacity to hold a lot of tension. So if we can kind of put the thumb on a place that actually feels sore or tense, like a tense muscle, and breathe into that, that's a fabulous way to start exploring and then releasing old stuck stuff. And you don't even always have to know what it is, but just that getting that muscle memory of, oh, I'm holding tension there and I could release that, and kind of creating a new cellular experience around that.
Okay, so when you're doing this exercise, you're looking for, first of all, noting whether it makes you uncomfortable in the first place or not, and then noticing sensation, noticing pleasure, and then really paying attention to, you know, maybe there's not tension on the arm, but, you know, like in general, when you're starting to do this and generalize this, you'll be paying attention to where there is and isn't tension, constriction. Is that kind of, am I hearing you right?
Yes, definitely. And then it's all about safety. It's all about your exploration of your own body, and you create the boundaries of, oh, let me breathe into that a little bit more, or that's really tender and I'm going to come back to that spot later.
Right. Like, not yet. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good. So, like, that actually, that not yet sort of brings me to my next question, because, you know, sometimes I think when women are pregnant, suddenly it's really important. There is a timeliness to looking at some of this stuff that we otherwise may want to put to the box. So, you know, why do you think it's important to look at your relationship with touch and with sexuality, you know, both before and, you know, also during pregnancy?
Well, yes, it's, I mean, exactly what you just said. My experience of being pregnant is that so far is that it really, it does sort of create this urgency. You've got all these hormonal and physical and spiritual changes going on. And then, you know, babies in utero have this way of kind of helping us look at things that might be blocking us from having a birthing and parenting experience that's really empowering all the way around. Mm-hmm. And so I think pregnancy is a powerful time to be able to hear some of these messages and to let go more, to take better care of ourselves, and to examine places where we are holding on to past pain, especially that sexual pain that tends to get held in, you know, the first and second chakras and in the reproductive organs, because that can really facilitate kind of clear passage for them as they're ready to come out into the world.
Well, it's interesting, you know, one of the other speakers was talking, Catherine Stone was talking about birthing skills, and she's all about this, you know, this pink kit that you can buy online that teaches you sort of from a more clinical standpoint, you know, not so much about the, not, you're saying very similar things as she is, except, you know, like I said, yours is a little bit more on the, in the realm of like what's being housed there sexually and muscle memory and so on, but it's, yeah, like, absolutely. Like, if there is tension, you know, in the birth canal, in all of these muscles in the reproductive organs, like, it has a huge impact on how birth goes. And what she has said, and this was, like, mind-blowing to me, but, like, at the same time made complete sense, was that when as she started to have her clients, she's a doula, work with this pink kit and work with these skills and opening up the body, opening up the sexual organs and chakras and whatever, that cesarean rate in her clients has dropped to almost nothing. And so, like, you know, I just want to, like, kind of connect some of these dots for people about what you're saying and how important it is. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's so powerful.
Yeah, so, it definitely is important, and I think that, like, hopefully we're all on the same page about that now, everybody that's listening. How can being sexually empowered help in pregnancy and birth? Like, what's your opinion on that?
Well, again, it goes back to my definition of sexual empowerment, which is just, you know, cultivating that intimate and connected relationship with your own sexuality. And if you're able to, if you can keep coming back to that throughout your pregnancy, through all the challenges of pregnancy, and through the birthing process, it's going to facilitate a more intimate connection with your babies through the pregnancy and through birth, with your romantic partner, with your birth partners, all of this. And really help you to believe in the power of your own body, too, which is the most important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like, that's a huge paradigm shift right there, you know, for a lot of, you know, for most people, you know, just believing in their own body and feeling connected to it. And, you know, like, that's one of the major, major, I think, problems with sexual trauma is that, you know, of course, like, if you're holding trauma, you want to disconnect from it. You want to shut it off and, you know, just, like, put your attention elsewhere. But you know, like, so I'm just, as you're talking about what you're talking about, it's like, wow, that really does come at a huge cost. And And on the flip side, there are these major rewards for going ahead and choosing to go back into it.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Was there anything else that you felt like you wanted to say that I didn't ask you?
Gosh, I think we covered some really good ground. And,
yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Well, so Beth, if people wanted to learn more about sacred sexuality, I mean, this is a topic that, like, I know whenever I mention it or Tantra or anything, you know, people's ears are always pricking up everywhere I go. So I'm sure that people are listening to you. And if they're interested, is what would be the best way for them to connect or learn more or whatever?
Sure. They can go to my website. It's my name, Beth Steinman, and Steinman has two N's at the end, BethSteinman.com.
Okay, so that's BethSteinman.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, BethSteinman.com. Okay, and on your website they can learn more and then see how to schedule time to talk with you or whatever if they would like to.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, I have a really cool teleseminar that I've been doing called Live Your Sexy, Turn Sexual Pain into Orgasmic Empowerment. So it's exactly what we've been talking about today. So they can sign up to hear that and, you know, find other resources on the site as well.
Nice. And how do you have any sense of how long you're going to be working? You have
that's a great question. I've definitely been winding down my one-on-one practice so I can really focus on the pregnancy, and I'll probably be going on full maternity leave mid-August or early September.
Okay, gotcha. Well, so as people are listening to this, this recording is an evergreen recording, and by the time you're listening right now, you know this may be well past that, but so do check out Beth's website and connect in and learn about all of the amazing gifts that she offers. She's fantastic. So thank you so much, Beth, for coming and sharing some little gems with us. So appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a total blast.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you, everybody that's listening. Just want to remind you to please pay it forward. Send your friends to auparent.com, and it stands for Awaken Unity. Some people have been asking me, auparent.com. I'm not from Australia, although that would be cool. And share this call or any of the calls that are on this panel with friends, birth pros, anybody in your community that might benefit. My signature is that I stand by this. You know, it really impacts the world. It changes the world when we support ourselves during birth. Like, how we do birth is how we do everything. And so thank you for being here, and we'll see you all on the next call. Have a good day.